Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we've got a special program tonight on the Insight Hour. It's a delight to be sharing this information with you. It's actually the first night where we can actually celebrate the book of 528.
Yes.
Is finally here and finally shipping.
Yay!
And so we're going to spend the night talking about things that we have not really delved into much, the little tidbits of nitty-gritty detail in the book of 528 that is, I think, fascinating, and I think it's a privilege and honor to share that information with you for the first night that the book has actually now been printed for the second time and third time, and that the first printing was, let us say, embargoed, jailed, locked up, currently gathering dust in Michigan in a warehouse, thanks to spiritual warfare and the devil doers collaborating with Sheridan Book Company. At any rate, this is the Insight Hour. We come to you every week, Tuesday nights, on bbsradio.com. Thankfully, Seth is in engineering. Don and Doug Newsom are your hosts on BBS, and we're on at night and on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and in Hawaii, where we're broadcasting, it's 6 p.m., that we join you every week, thanks to our sponsors. Sherry, maybe you can share a little bit about our sponsors.
Yes, we want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for bringing the most amazing remedies in the world that can actually help you never to see your medical deity or doctor again. And we have a great products in there. If you haven't been to Healthy World Store, visit there. You can see, check out the Oxy Silver and the Liquid Dennis and the Primo Life and the Love Minerals and the Zeal Life. I mean, there's so many amazing products. Now we have new products like Thyro RX and
how about that chocolate
and
bar?
And the 528 chocolate. When you can go to actually love528bar.com and read up on the chocolate bars, but we're working hard.
You know? Love bar. I don't even know. We're popping out to
love
the new
528 bar.
Is it love 528?
I thought you said the 528
bar
needs to be in the center. So.
Oh yeah, well it is on the bar. I know that, but I think maybe it's mixed up on the website. Anyway, folks, check out healthyworldstore.com.
Yes, and then
you
also
can see the magnificent chocolate bar. Go ahead.
And then also if you haven't partnered with us, we have healthyworldaffiliates.com, which is a great way for you to partner with us and get the products at a discount. You also get your own web link that when you give it to others, you will get commissions if they purchase something and sign up as an affiliate under you. So in this economy, it's a great opportunity for you to actually get great products at huge discounts and also make some money and save a lot of lives. And then we also have 528records.com. If you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your original music to the 528records.com site, where anybody who pays to donate for your music, because it will automatically be transposed into 528 and become part of our library. Anybody,
and you can remaster it. You know, you can actually take the download and remaster it, republish it in the frequency of love.
And then anybody who actually donates for your music, you get a 60% royalty from that. So we encourage you to upload your original music as well as your record collection, which actually the commissions on that will go to those original recording artists, and your music will become part of our library. And also, yes, and your music will become part of the library, and you will get it back for free transpose. So we encourage you to go to 528records.com and also 528radio.com, where you can listen to 24-hour music. It's free right now. It's going to be all music that you may have known throughout your life, and it's going to be transposed into 528 as well as original music that's been recorded in 528 and or transposed into 528. So let's...
It's our way of getting the music industry to become medicinal. We're actually transposing music into the medicinal frequency of the subject matter for tonight's program.
Right, and Dr. Horowitz, you are the expert on the 528 frequency, and how you are bringing it to the world is amazing. I mean, you are really enlightening people to this great, great, amazing truth that can set everybody free, because we know that the way to heal the planet is through a language, through the universal communication, which is through music. And what better music than music that's been transposed into the 528 hertz frequency of love? So there's nothing better than love. And so love heals all, love conquers all, love is the answer to all of our prayers. So I had the honor actually of writing the foreword to your new book, which is your 17th book, the book of 528 Prosperity Key of Love. And we encourage you all to read it. We have it available in hard copy now. It just came out, and we also have it available for PDF download, for a donation. All of that is available on healthyworldstore.com. And I will be putting it up on the affiliate program, too, because I think it needs to be spread to more people, and more people need to read this book, because this is a really special book that can definitely change your life. You know, it's got a lot of revelations in there, and if you look through it, there's things that you may have heard of, things that you haven't. Let's talk about it, Dr. Horowitz. Let's talk about what your introduction is about musical creationism. I know that's your chapter one. And let's talk about chapter one with us. What is the introduction to musical creationism?
Well, the introduction is really about how it is that we've evolved into this beautiful blessing revelation, a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, Old and New Testaments. Really, that's rare when you have that happen, where a prophecy being fulfilled is one from the Old as well as New. This is Isaiah 22:22 in the Old Testament and the book of Revelation 3:6-8 that talks about this heralding of a key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. So you think about that in terms of portals, spiritual portals to the heart primarily, because that has got to be what not only Yeshua or Jesus' mission was for the fulfillment of Christ in all of us to come forth out of our hearts in love and manifest the magnificence of that, but also to look at how we can serve each other in humanity and have relationships based on love and recreate our planet based on the harmony and the integrity rather than degeneration and dissonance. And so this book and the introduction is that this is the mission, and the mission is not going to end anytime soon in these end times now where there's so much degeneration, misunderstanding, fear particularly, and lacking of faith. And this is an urgent time in history where these revelations were prophesied to come forth, and now they are coming forth, and that is the challenge that the introduction advances to those who have studied the Bible and are serious Bible students, rather than doctrines and dogmas. And it was Yeshua who warned, beware of those, because it is of the traditions of men that make the word, the truth, to no avail. That means that the truth that could set us free doesn't really happen or vibe to an egoic mind. And that sets up the general good versus evil plot of reality and of the book.
Well, I know all people ask you this question all the time, especially people that aren't familiar with 528. They ask you, what evidence do you have that 528 is the universal love constant? And in your book, you do mention 17 bits of evidence that are very powerful and compelling. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I don't have a copy of that chart in front of me. Oh, there you go. Thank you. There you go. But, without even looking at this, I mean, there's so much magnificent understanding that the scientific world, as well as the world of mathematics, and, you know, really up front, I acknowledge and I honor all of the people who have contributed to this work. There are dozens of them. There are some premier people. For example, Victor Showell. Did a fantastic job looking at the mathematics of sacred geometry and understanding how and why the pyramids were positioned where they were in relationship to the stars and how their sacred geometry was formed based on, you know, the pyramid design, the tetrahedron structure of water, the mathematics and frequency dynamics, measurements of that were precise, involving threes, sixes, and nines primarily. And then you go into people like Marco Rodin, who created the family group numbers and understanding that the structure of the universe is created by nine core creative frequencies that break down into family group numbers that, again, reflect the power of 528 being the third note of the original solfeggio. It's the miracle note of the universe. It's the 528 miracle, Do-Re-Mi, miracle note. And, of course, what else is the miracle? The miracle worker was Yeshua. The miracle mission was love. The miracle of 528 reflecting not only in the sacred geometry of all chemistry, biochemistry, physics. In fact, you wouldn't have circles without 528. You wouldn't have any sacred geometry, no star tetrahedrons, no hexagons, none of the tetrahedrons and the pyramids and all of that, pi, phi, Fibonacci series. You'd have none of it without the fundamental number 528, which is the heart of the universe. So here's another piece of information. You know, it's said that as above, so below, as it is in the macrocosm, so it is in the microscopic realm, as it is in God's heart, so it is in your heart. And what's that frequency at the heart of light, the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum, is 528. It's this yellow-green color that the heart chakra resonates to. And so it's also reflected. Look at the botanical world. Why was it that the green grass turned green? Why is it that chlorophyll has the sacred geometry of 528? It's a selection process. You look at the vibration that NASA proved at the heart of the sun by recording the sun sound. Of course, the contributions of David Sirita come to mind. So there are dozens and dozens of people that made contributions to the book of 528, whether they even know it or not. I pray that they will come to know of it, and people who hear this, it's a fantastic message. You look at another piece of evidence, 5,280 feet. That's 528 with a zero at the end, in a measured mile. You know, that's no accident. It happens because 528 is central to all measurement. Space-time measurements would not be possible if it wasn't for 528. And so that's the key. That's why it's the heart. The heart that opens up the doors to universal prosperity in all ways. And that's what the subtitle of the book is. It's called The Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. And it's so many wonderful people and so many miraculous revelations are in this book that I'm certain of the 17 books that I've done, this is the most powerful. It's the most monumental in that it is already, even before it hit the press, the 528 Love Revolution in Music had been catching on since 1998 with the publication of Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse by Dr. Palaio and myself. And that now has, expanded. It's snowballing now. People all over the world, musicians all over the world. Ziggy Marley, for example, last week picked up my previous book called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, and said, wow, look at this. And then Brett, who was sharing this book with him, as a friend of mine who does research in the field of musicology and metaphysics, particularly in regard to reggae music and drumming, and said to Ziggy Marley, well, Dr. Horowitz has a new book coming out in a week. It's called The Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. And, of course, love, Bob Marley, reggae music, it's the heart of everything in Rastafarian theology. And so this is, again, another recording artist. Sherry, you had an interview with the Yardbirds. Maybe you can share a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, they're very, very interested in retuning their instruments to 444 hertz, which is which is not what they were tuning their instruments to. They were tuning their instruments to 440 hertz, but when we talked about the 528 hertz frequency, they're very, very open to it. They were very interested in it.
Because when you tune up to A444, your C goes into 528.
Right.
Then you're in resonance with all of nature and all the universe.
And then you actually, one of your keys in 440 actually plays in 741, which is the devil's interval tone.
Right, which is another of point of great interest. The great controversy and conspiracy that the book of 528 brings up, and it must bring it up. It must bring up at this time in history where everything is falling apart. People who have been relying on others are finding their relationships to everything, whether it's government or finance or interpersonal relationships, are just like, you know, like what is going on? And what's going on is that the universe entirely is shifting into a new mathematical frequency of harmony. And to get to harmony, that is love, 528, you've got to get rid of this devil's tone within us, this sin quality, this spiritual suppressive dynamic that we're not even conscious of because we're in denial, we're steeped in egoic dogma, indoctrination systems from the get-go. When we're born, we're already told what we got to do, what we got to take, get injected, infected, intoxicated, and now all of a sudden you have these revelations and all these wonderful people bringing solid scientific proof that this is the core of the musical mathematical matrix of creation. And if we want to recreate ourselves in health, happiness, prosperity, faith, and apply the power of prayer optimally for miraculous manifestation, then you want to literally understand that the Creator creates through the Word. Word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? Simply math. The Creator's language is a loving language, and it's based on 528 frequency dynamics. Nature celebrates it, as we just mentioned.
Well, there's a lot of people actually catching on to the 528 frequency, and I know that you and other colleagues have researched people that have played in 528 hertz frequency, and that probably the most famous person of all was John Lennon. And you've witnessed a lot of his recordings where you, you know, you and we have another colleague. He's
Lunar Tuner. Yeah, great guy.
He's a really great guy, and he's very, very knowledgeable and researching 528 because he's very interested in it. And
this is the type of person that contributes and has contributed. Just a person who dedicated most of his early graduate school education, and then following grad school, he developed practical applications of his research, which is to help people who are mentally challenged and people to communicate and learn, particularly involving frequency dynamics.
Right.
So he was the one who came up and said, "Hey, Len, did you know that you had Paul McCartney singing some of his songs, specifically in 528? And then, of course, John Lennon's one of his most famous song is Imagine, was performed and still is, you know, recorded, you hear it, in 528.
You know, talking about the Beatles, you have a photo of the Yellow Submarine video, a picture from that video, and you call it Pepperland as being the metaphor for Babylon. And I just love that because if you remember the Yellow Submarine video, it really was a metaphor for what is going on today.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for bringing that up, Sherry. It's totally delightful. If you watch the movie Yellow Submarine, and for those of you who haven't, it is an absolute must that you pull that one up. And what you'll learn is that the big bad blue meanies, when they wanted to attack civilization, Pepperlanders, that were the most powerful, creative, and artistic, and their culture focused on music, and everything was in color, full living color, and the theme was love. Well, the Blue Meanies attacked, and the first thing that they did was they confiscated the musical instruments, and they can't stand music. They can't stand 528 love music, particularly. And so they incarcerated the instruments, and then, of course, the story goes on to talk about how the captain is the only one that escapes from the devastation that's created by the Blue Meanies. When they silence the music, then spiritually suppress the entire Pepperlander community, they turn from full living color for creative people into fragile black and white, and then these apple bombs, these green, interesting green, yellow-green apple bombs is what they, you know, it's a 528 color apple bomb is dropped on the Pepperlanders, and their bodies just explode. They're fragile. Any vibration just totally shatters them. So that's the story. Then the captain escapes. He goes in a yellow submarine to the future, gets the Beatles, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, comes back, plays the music, frees the instruments, and suddenly now the Blue Minis, you know, run for the hills because they can't stand the love, and the Pepperlanders come back into full living, loving color. That's the metaphor for what's happening now. That's why the book of 528 is so vitally important at this urgent time in history. We need that.
And it's extremely important to know that you wouldn't be attacked as badly as you are and now I am if it wasn't for 528 being brought into the light. More and more people are opening their eyes to this, and you can elaborate more on how you've been. I mean, the attacks. I mean, a lot of people that are listening know they've been actually watching what's happening, and they're, you know, just seeing, wow, like, just this is just, and witnessing. I mean, this is definitely going to go down in history for 528 of how it was brought to the planet on a large scale to so many people. How it's being spread to so many people through the 528 Love Revolution, and how, you know, all along the way you have these, you know, satanic demons that are just there trying to stop it from getting out into the world in any way they can.
Well, Sherry, nobody knows that better than you, and again, I want to acknowledge you, as I have done on this program before, for not just saving my life, but saving the companies, saving the projects that we've been involved in. I think I want to acknowledge you most of all for putting together 528records.com and 528radio.com wouldn't exist without your love and commitment. So thank you for that publicly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The matter of satanic attack, again, is very clear. You know, for those of you who haven't followed us on the Inside Hour or gotten online, gotten our newsletters, which you can get at healthyworldstore.com. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to receive our newsletters. And the last one just dealt with a fantastic product called Liquid Dentist, that if you go to liquiddentist.net and click on Battles, Battle of the Liquid Dentist Superhero, you find that it's a whole story of how we have been heavily targeted by corrupt COINTELPRO operatives who infiltrated every aspect of my life, every aspect of my business, every aspect of my family, and largely destroyed it all. And that's the price that need apparently to be paid and the destiny that I needed to fulfill to bring this great news to the world. I'm just, again, thrilled and I'm humbled by it, and I'm just so grateful for all those wonderful people like yourself, Sherry, and Lunar Tuner, and Max up in Canada, and Victor Showell, and John Stuart Reed, the cymatics expert from England. Just, I mean, everybody, we're in this together. And the forces of good versus evil are going to win. We're winning already. It's very, very clear. And I think, Sherry, what you've done at your blog, particularly sherrycain.com, what Barbara Hartwell has done with her blog called Hartwell versus the CIA.
Barbara Hartwell.
Yeah. These people are on our team. They are on God's team. They are advancing the best news in Earth's history. How is it that we're going to get out of this mess? We're going to manifest the love that Yeshua, the Messiah, had in his heart, and demonstrated how miraculous healings by faith, you are healed, and that's what we're doing. It's not, see, folks, it's not just an understanding that faith is some concept, psychological or mental concept anymore. The book of 528 makes it very clear that that's a vibration. It's a musical, mathematical quality that God created in your heart. And in your heart is the vibration of not just 528 love, it's 528 joy. It's 528 faith. And the other value, tremendously important human value, particularly at this time in history, is this bravery. Faith and bravery go hand in hand. You've heard of brave heart. Well, that's because it's a resonance energy. And the Book of 528 slam dunks this concept that you wouldn't have in ancient Oriental medicine something called the heart chakra that resonates in greenish yellow, the same thing that the botanical world is celebrating if it wasn't for 528. And so that's what's happening. The greatest qualities of being alive as a human being, maybe as in all species, because dogs and cats, you know, you can see them, they love petting, they love this kind of like joy, they get this relaxation response, they purr, they do all sorts of wonderful things for love. And that's, I think, maybe something that we need to look at, that we human beings can share that with not just each other, but maybe with other species, and then come into maybe a consciousness of the monks in Tibet, who are so concerned about nature and hurting even a bug, they put bells on their shoes because they simply don't want to carry the karma of hurting anything. So the consciousness is completely different. And that's part of what the 528 Love Revolution is about, and the book of 528 celebrates.
And if you go to my website also, I just want to let you know that you can actually read articles by Barbara Hartwell and Jenny Hatch. I have links on my website. If you go under the latest threats, and there's an entry there, threats made to other journalists, activists, and friends, and you click on that, you can read lots of articles by Barbara Hartwell, and also you can get linked to Jenny Hatch's site. And these are really awesome activists and journalists.
And there's a lot of journalists, like Jane Burgermeister.
Jane Burgermeister, she's another one. Others. I have to actually add her to my site. I haven't had a chance because I was hacked. I had all of these people on my site, and then my site was hacked, and it was just, you know. Now it's just going back to putting it together when I have a moment, but going back to 528 and how it relates to the solfeggio frequencies, because it is one of the solfeggio frequencies. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, like, how, you know, there are 9 core creative frequencies and how each one of them has a different color and means something different. And if they play together, they sound different. And if two of them play together, they don't sound so good.
Sometimes. Yeah.
So let's talk about the solfeggio tones, and where did they come from?
Again, a fantastic question, and opens the door to a tremendous amount of information, of urgent information, knowledge, and wisdom today, coming out of what is the solfeggio, the original solfeggio frequency of music that ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. It used to be ut, re, mi, not do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. There was no T, sancta ionis, or the T note came from the Roman Catholic Church. So originally, the revelation of this came in a decoding of the frequencies that are evident in the verse numbers of the Book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83 or 86. It is, and you can go through those verse numbers, and you can see that they begin to have a repeating series of fascinating numbers. 396 is the first one, 417 is the second, 528 is the third. So, ut re mi, mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English, that's 528. Interestingly enough, when you go into that section of the Bible, you read the verse numbers, and you see, read the verses. You see that the verses speak to the qualities of the frequency that's in the verse number. So for 528 example, you're talking about something that's a gold offering. These are many offerings that were being offered in as a tribute to God for various reasons in the Hebrew church or the Hebrew synagogue. And you had at the time associated with that, those offerings for various things. So 528 is an offering for the gold. Fascinating. And what you're talking about in terms of a dissonant frequency or the devil's interval is 741, which is the F sharp note in today's Western world's music. So in the Western world, when you're tuned to A440 standard tuning, your F sharp, which is prominent in the D chord, becomes a very aversive, in fact, the most stressful and dissonant energy that you can make in relation to love, in relation to 528. So when you play 528 and 741, you might as well be listening to the national emergency signal and or a emergency vehicle passing by going, ee-aw, ee-aw, ee-aw. You know, it's like really annoying. Mm-hmm. And it potentially, I believe that this is what was played in at the time when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. The Levitical priests who had this knowledge used this kind of technology and played their chauffeurs in this frequency. And the walls came tumbling down. Of course, the people thought that they clapping and cheering did it, but the priests, if you read that section of the Bible, had already prepared the walls to crumble. So this is extremely powerful knowledge. It's both constructive. 528 love creates. And 741, it seems, is the fundamental frequency of egoic and demonic destruction. You know, we have become shadows of ourselves. We've been spiritually suppressed by the music. And ultimately, that's what we're freeing up now, opening the hearts and letting go of the attachments of the ego, attaching to things that maybe are going to disappoint us. And when we do get disappointed, you know, it's a matter of how wise are we as Buddhas to look at that instance as a challenge in our life, as an opportunity in our lives, rather than a catastrophe.
Well, you wrote an excellent article on medicalveritas.org, and it was titled The Musical Cult Control, and it really talks about how the Rockefellers implemented the 440 hertz frequency, and they did it with the help of Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's propaganda minister. So let's talk about that article and how you know that really relates to what's going on today with the manipulation through different arenas, with the music, through television, through radio, through any medium that they can do that with, and how they use this frequency to do what they want.
To destroy, yeah, and to divide us as people. Mm-hmm. And what we just talked about, it cuts to the core of what's happening in your relationships. If you're listening to this, you know, if you have relationships with people and you can't get along with some people. For some reason, it just can't work. And the book of 528 lays out the primary reason is because some people are vibing genetically, apparently. This is a mass amount of evidence. It's a thesis based on the evidence, and it's the wisest, best explanation for what's happening is that you have 741ers and you have 528ers. You have lovers and you have demons. And some people just can't get along. They're not on the same page. They're not spiritually vibing to the same calling. There's a difference. Some are very engaged in profiteering. The Illuminati is involved in profiteering off of humanity's suffering. They're very 741. They created 741 to be, as you mentioned, the standard music that the Western world is listening to. When you tune on radio, whether it's classical music or whether it's rock and roll, you're getting it in standard tuning, which has that F sharp it's called the tritone or diminished fifth, augmented fourth. It's very aversive in relation to other more harmonious pitches, and it is in direct dissonance to those frequencies of love, 528 particularly. The culture, the American medical culture, for example, is engaged in this egoic science is the new God, that the medical deities know which pills you're to pop for curing every ill. And that whole concept is now falling. It's the paradigm is shifting primarily because, again, it's time, and the scientific revelations and the mathematical proofs are now published in the book of 528, and, of course, it's a compilation of many people's works, as I've mentioned. The manner in which the culture has been manipulated is, in Chapter 4, as you say, the musical cult control is an expansion of that article I did in Medical Veritas Journal, And in fact, there's a Medical Veritas magazine that's a fabulous magazine. It's published in Australia that's just carrying in the new edition this exact discussion of relationships being 528 versus 741.
Was that Medical Veritas or Veritas Journal?
It's Veritas Magazine. It's called Magazine.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. So at any rate, you go into the expanded chapter 4 and you see that this whole British invasion was a frequency vibration spiritual suppression agenda. And Charles Manson was a CIA operative who was involved in some hideous atrocities back then. People can read the book and know what happened with Sharon Tate, et cetera, et cetera. And this whole thing was a CIA operation when, you know, you had Timothy Leary in Harvard saying, turn on, you know, drop out and turn on to drugs. This was all a psyops. It was a psychological, behavioral, social indoctrination engineering project. And Manson was selected to play the role of the alpha male to model the degeneration and the murder and the drugs and the insanity that the Brits and the Anglo-American war machine, if you will, the Illuminati, the Rothschild, Rockefeller banksters that America and the world is protesting right now. And by the way, the protests are part of the whole plan. I mean, that's exactly what they plan. Sure, you could probably talk about that, and you've talked about that on other programs. But this issue of who are we? Are we indoctrinated slaves to a degenerative cult? Sure. Or are we emancipated sovereigns, Holy Spirit-filled children of a glorious Creator that administers creation musically, mathematically, perfectly in harmony? Are we that? And if we're that, what the hell is civilization? We call ourselves civilized. Are you kidding me? We put up with the political nonsense and the wars and the disease that's generated in laboratories by injection, murder by inoculation. So, I mean, we've really got to come full circle, and this is the knowledge by which it's easy to do, because it's easy to see grass is green. Why is it green? Well, it's vibing greenish yellow because of 528. What's 528? It's love, baby.
And I also think it's this 528 book, the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and also the whole 528, the whole 528 love revolution that you're bringing forth is a big threat to the globalists, because with that, it can be easily understood how powerful frequencies are. And if you look at early research that was done in your book in the 1930s, you have where there was experiments done with acoustic frequency research and how the Illuminati was using that basically to control people, whether now they're doing it through satellites. But just that you are touching on something huge with how powerful 528 is in a positive way. And when you put other frequencies in the hands of some of these evildoers, they may use it and they are using it in a way that's not so positive. So you're really showing people through this book of how powerful this kind of technology is.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing it up. It's really the most wonderful celebration, our emancipation from these demons and the destruction and control. Virtually, we're enslaved to their messages. And the mass media mind manipulation is intoxicating as well as hypnotizing. So we've got to now say, well, what's happening? So the Book of 528, we're celebrating because the entire universe is shifting into this new paradigm. It's time for the Book of 528. And that's not because I published it at this point in history. It's because God had intended it to be published at this point of history. It was prophesied, as I mentioned earlier in the show, to be heralding at this time in history through the Church of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. There's a sixth angel. Again, 528 is a six, the miracle sixth note of the universe. MI6. That's how British Secret Service, the Illuminati, got their Gestapo's name, by this same technology, another piece of evidence. But the beauty is that the Illuminati's done. Literally, I've called on the Illuminati in several publications to lay down your weapons of mass destruction and mass mind manipulation in celebration and honor of the 528 frequency love revolution. And that's got to happen. It is happening, and that's the joy. The sad part is that those of us who have attachments to the 741ers, just like we have attachments to, you know, parents are dying of the vaccination intoxication today with cancer viruses injected for the last 40 years. Now we're waking up to hideous cancer pandemic rates. And the reality is that those people were ignorant. And those people who defended that ignorant way of being and are really egoically stuck and attached to that culture really are on their way out. Because this, again, you know, this is what's happening. The universe is moving in this direction. Destiny is being fulfilled by these revelations. And people's hearts are opening as more and more musicians play and vocalists sing in this music. That frequency is like a, you know, going out like a pebble in a pond, ripples out, touching people's hearts at the farthest shores. And there, people are tuning in, you know, not turning on to drugs anymore. They're turning on to medicinal music, whereby that music brings you in sync with God, with nature, with the heavenly kingdom. That's what Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporarily far off in time. He meant it's right here, right now. It's a domain that love opens up for you, and you can sync to, vibe to, celebrate the frequency of. And this, in fact, in musicology, there's a definition for what happens to you when you do this. There, it's called frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. And look it up and, you know, do a Google search, F-R-I-S-S-O-N, is this ecstatic listening where suddenly you're listening to the fine music, or suddenly the music touches you and you get these shivers up your spine and you get this ecstatic feeling, and you might get these horripilations, you know, they're called chicken flesh, or, you know, your hair
goosebumps.
Stands a goosebumps. You know, it's kind of like, wow. It's like, wow. You know, that's available to us full time. Yes, it's not a foreign concept. Imagine living your life in that flow, in that synchronicity. In physics, it's called phase locking to that clear channel broadcast of perfection. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. There's no dis-ease. There's no stress. There's no dissonance. You are in sync with love, with God's heart, from your heart to God's heart. And that's, of course, you know, a theme. The heart is where it's at. It's not your head.
Well, let's also talk about 528 and its relation to water, because I know there's a huge connection there. And so that's probably the most important factor, I think. Well, maybe probably one of the most important factors in the book that really is really enlightening to many people who read it. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's most exciting because it makes medicine passé, modern medicine, drug addictions and drug reliance is now, with the Book of 528, virtually slam dunked. And that's really why, like you mentioned, we've been heavily attacked.
You know, this book was even really hard to get this book out.
It was really suppressed.
We couldn't get it out. It was like, I mean, I've never seen so many stops put on releasing a book.
No, I've never experienced anything like that. I'm sure nobody ever has. So that it's monumental, just the story of how we got this book out. It truly is. But the water concept is, again, I have to acknowledge a couple doctors, Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who is the structured water expert who I had the privilege of working with for many years, and our good friend Dr. Masaru Emoto, who is well known for publishing water before and after prayer and looking at it before you play a pleasant music versus a really harsh type of music. It changes the structuring of the water. 528 is, it's magnificent. It really is. As I mentioned before, you wouldn't have sacred geometry starting with circles if it wasn't for the resonant frequency energy of 528. And the science is called cymatics. And I mentioned John Stuart Reed earlier. He's the world's leading expert in that field. He took the 528 hertz frequency, played it to water, and he didn't know anything about 528. He wasn't thinking he was going to see anything special when he did what I just said. And suddenly, there in the water in front of him is a 36-pointed star, a perfect 36-pointed star, 360-degree circle. And he said, wow, wow. And he sent me this beautiful picture, and we published it in the book, and it's online at love528.com. The concept that water structure itself comes out of love, and God, therefore, comes out of love. God is love. We've heard that time and time again. Here is the proof. Here is the solid, scientific, mathematical, slam-dunk proof of that reality. And so you have water, H2O, present when God first happened. Genesis 1:1, there was God and the water. Genesis 1:2, the Holy Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water to create the dome of the firmament, into which the words, sounds, frequency, let there be light, was spoken, out pops the sun, which NASA just proved by recording it, and we just proved by analyzing it, resonates fundamentally in 528 hertz frequency of love, coming down through the light, hitting green, yellow, chlorophyll molecule pigment, which then takes the electron resonating of the sunshine and moves the carbon dioxide, transforming it into oxygen, the ha, the breath of life, yod he vav he, Yehovah, the name of God, means to breathe, is to exist, implying the power of the resonant energy frequency of love in every breath that sustains us and uplifts us. Magnificent. This is now the revelation that we get. It's so simple. It's all about love. And that's why I'm just totally, you know, humbled and I'm blessed and I'm honored to be working with all these brilliant people who've fed me so much revelation. And you included, Sherry. Wouldn't have happened without you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I don't think there would be, there could be a better person, a better man to bring this information to the world. So I think that you were definitely the right one to be appointed for the job.
Well, thanks. You know, another thing about the water. You see, from Lee Lorenzen, we learned that DNA is actually affected by the frequency resonance of 528 extremely. He said to me, he taught me, it was secret at the time. He wasn't telling too many people. In fact, he was putting it into his structured waters, which we're doing now too. But the 528 repairs damaged DNA. Look again at the 528 Love Revolution. Last month, Amory, who is a multiple Grammy Award nominee, the ASCAP Award winner, I think it's 1996, 2006, she won the ASCAP Award for Recording Artist of the Year. She just produced an album completely in 528 called Cymatica, Volume 1. The concept that DNA, she stated in Billboard magazine, mainstream music industry is getting it. They have to get it. In fact, the prophecy is that the entire world shall come. That means no ifs, ands, or buts. Shall, that's what that means. They shall come to the revelation that 528 frequency vibration of love is where salvation is at. If you want to survive physically, you got to be engaged in this vibration. If you want to evolve spiritually, likewise, it's all about now fine-tuning your heart, literally opening your heart and phase-locking your heart with the love in the Creator's heart that is beaming the entire universe into existence. DNA is an antenna to all of this. It's an antenna to God. And that's another magnificent thing about water. It's structured water within the DNA that makes DNA receive and send vibrations of sound and light. They're called photons and phonons. And the science is so clear. So literally, like, you know, your beautiful brown eyes, Sherry, they're manifested not from your parents, the 3% from your parents. They're manifested right now from God, because right now God at every nano instant is re-singing your brown eyes into existence. Every nano instant. So literally your physicality, your physical being is a crystallization, precipitation, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. God has divided himself or herself into us. Literally, the science and the math now proves that. That is a part of this revelation in the book of 528 that is so magnificent and so paradigm shifting in medicine, in the energy fields. Talk about free energy. Here's where it's at. Just tune into God. Tune into the frequency power of love. Tune into electrons. All the energy in the entire universe comes from water. Hydrogen donates it. The sun is made of about 100% hydrogen, and it's popping out love vibration electrons, and that's what's moving everything. So if we can't, as a civilized race of human beings, grasp how simple healing and power is and how it can be administered effectively and sustainably, then where are we? So there's no other reasonable choice. And that's why, again, the Illuminati are on their way out, whether they want to believe it or not, Goldman Sachs et al., J.P. Morgan Chase et al., they're on their way out. The paradigm is shifting, and it's not shifting out of Wall Street, and it's not shifting because of the protests that are ongoing. It's shifting because the cosmos is moving us into what was prophesied in the direction of love for ultimately 1,000 years of world peace.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant stuff. I mean, it's just hugely enlightening for the planet to have this knowledge, and I really do believe that this book can change the planet. If enough people can read it, and if they can't read or they're not interested in reading, others that are, you know, get to this 528 frequency vibe and understand it can actually turn others on that don't even read the book. So I think it's just something that can spread and just open up the whole entire heavens on the planet and just create, like Yeshua said, this, you know, it's right here, right now, right? So this is heaven, and it can be heaven. You know, it's just we need to change the way things, you know, we need to really change the way we all think. And once we change the way we all think, I think, and open up our hearts and minds, and I think that can be done through 528. So thank you so much for this brilliant work. And you are a blessing to the planet, Dr. Horowitz. Lenny.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I know it sounds like a mutual admiration society on Inside Hour.
So that's what 528 is.
That's what,
right?
528 is. We should all be admiring each other and praising each other for being glorious co-creators and powerful people who can make a difference on the planet.
So if you are interested in reading it, actually you can read about it on the website, which you have the book of 528.com is a website where you can go to read the book.
Read the introductions of the book
and order the book.
And then order the book in both PDF and now, hallelujah,
in hardcover.
Finally, hardcover.
Yeah, we've
copy.
Been waiting months and months for this. So,
and if you're folks out there, you know, Christmas is coming up. Yeah, get yourself a half a dozen of these and send them to your friends and family. Particularly, every musician worldwide needs to get this. The faster you get it to them, the better off we all are going to be. Again, because when musicians play and sing in this frequency, it's that pebble and pond effect. The ripples are really affecting people's hearts, opening people's hearts, and that's what it's all about, opening people's hearts and securing people's minds. You know, satisfying the egoic sense that we don't have to fear anything. Yea, though we walk through this valley of shadows of death, we shall fear nothing, because you've got that faith and that love and that joy resonating in your heart. And seek first that kingdom of heaven, then all else comes, prosperity in all ways, not just financial, in the myriad ways of our miraculous Creator creating everything. That's prosperity in all ways, and we have a share. We're powerful, loving children in that family, that divine family, and it's our time to shine.
And if you want to read also about 528, you can go to love528.com, which will give you an intro also on 528 before you decide you want to purchase the book. And also, we definitely recommend that everyone get a 528 tuning fork, which is available on healthyworldstore.com. And
yes, and there's a couple things I'd like to mention about that. We need your support, folks. This is an appeal, personal appeal. Please donate to 528radio.com. Donate to 528records.com. It's up there for you to enjoy right now for free, but please understand there's a lot of sacrifice that went into, a lot of money too, went into this particular project. And by supporting it financially, you can really help us to continue expanding. Our goal is to advance the 528 Radio Network. We have six stations, 528 Motown, we've got 528 Classic Rock, we've got 528 Classical on the developmental board. We've got right now, what else we've got? 528 Disco, 528 the Ecstatic Dance. There's a lot of wonderful music that's now advancing.
Right.
Oh, 528 Blues. Featuring Walter's great...
Walter Trout.
Walter Trout's fantastic blues guitar performances in 528 Transpose.
So we're constantly adding more genres. I mean,
need your support.
It's a work in progress because are constantly updating it.
Aren't we all?
We all are. You're right. We love to have your support, and also... the 528 tuning fork, if you don't have one. Also, the Holy Harmony CD, which includes the solfeggio tones. That's something
that's Jonathan Goldman's great contribution. Jonathan has been awesome, too, as a friend and as a colleague to help advance this knowledge. He's made use of this wonderful information. One word on the excitement that we've got. Again, we're developing all sorts of 528 technologies. That tuning fork in healthyworldstore.com, if you go to healthyworldstore.com, you can see the tuning fork there. It will be joined shortly by a little stand that's an organ generator magnetized that's putting out 528 hertz frequency at its base, and you'll be able to use that to literally do some awesome healing. People are using it for pain control, and basically it's something that vibrates and now will hold this tuning fork, and will also allow you to strike something that's not going to mar or damage the tuning fork, because these are sensitive instruments, and that when you hit it against metal or wood, it can put a little mark in the aluminum, and it'll shift the frequency. Well, we've now created this beautiful stand that has multiple uses, including for healing, and that
and you can
is a 528 resonator.
You don't have to use your knee any longer.
Yeah,
you can strike it against it.
It's got a rubber. It's got a rubber ring around it, so it's really cool. These are the new advances. We've got 528fashions.com that is going to be advancing, too.
We have solfeggio wind chimes that are amazing.
The beautiful wind chimes that are in the solfeggio. So we've got a lot of wonderful things that are happening, and we need your support to continue doing what we do.
Yes, and thank you so much for joining us again. And we come to you every Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. in Hawaii, and midnight on the East Coast. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for this brilliant interview. And thank you so much for the book of 528. And thank you so much for all you do for the world. Thank you.
My pleasure, Sherry. Thank you, folks, for listening tonight. God bless. We'll talk to you again next week.
God
bless. Bye for now.